Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me remove that splinter from your eye," while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. You've heard the saying, "I'm so mad I can't see straight." I think the idea is related to this Gospel's beam of wood in the eye syndrome. Jesus' first words of advice are, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged." Usually anger is the first hint, the first red flag that judgment is going on. Our anger and the other person's anger. Anger can be a helpful signal. Often when we judge a person with a critical remark or unsolicited advice, we put that person on guard. He or she immediately puts up his shield and judges right back. Teenagers do this very well. "Do as I say," a parent might say to the teen, and then seeing the hypocrisy, the teenager throws the judgment right back at him. Stop judging, that you may not be judged. Then Jesus says, "Do you not perceive the wooden beam in your eye?" His solution is simple. He says, "Remove the wooden beam from your eye first." Commentary says, "Look within yourself first." It's paradoxical advice, as usual. Lose your life if you want to find it. Die in order to live. In this case, if there's something you don't like about your brother or sister, look inside yourself first. This could be a rule of life. It's an inside job. I can imagine Jesus saying in today's psychological terms, "Love yourself, the child within, and embrace the pain. Make yourself free." In the spirit of Jesus and his many questions, we can ask questions of ourselves that might be helpful here. Does the annoying person remind you of another person in your life that has caused you pain and grief? In other words, is there a past issue, annoyance, hurt, unresolved from your past? Or does this person's behavior remind you of something you don't like in yourself? I know somebody who makes annoying, critical comments about other people's hairstyles, for example, fairly often. The real issue, however, which she admits, is that she has difficult hair herself. It's her own hair she does not like, but feels compelled to judge others. Or another question you might ask yourself, does the other person's behavior touch something within you which you fear? What am I afraid of? I often ask myself. These are all questions a friend might ask you to help out. Jesus knew that our real foe is within us, inside. We are our own worst enemy. Finally, Jesus says, "Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." So, after looking inside, praying about it, of course, then take a clearer look at your brother or sister again. Is the problem really that bad, after all?